This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Every night during the nights of Ramadan, I've been taking you back in time to spend moment on the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is my the khatira of Ramadan, the one before the last. Last one about the Prophet would be tomorrow, after Isha, inshallah. But I thought it would be nice tonight to take you back on time and place, to let you know a little bit and have to visualize the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even more by walking you to where he used to live, so you can understand a little bit more about his lifestyle sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you ask where he lived sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a house that it is very, 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 very moderate, and even moderate is a little bit an exaggeration. That house, and I will only choose Ghurfat Aisha, or the house of Aisha radiallahu anha, as an example. It is in the east side of the masjid, the southeast of the masjid. And that house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made of two units. Baytul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mukawwam min hujra wa bayt. Something called hujra and something called bayt. Hujra, في لغة العرب, هو ما حجر جوانبه وانكشف أعلاه. The word hujra in Arabic language, it means something that it is basically covered from all sides, from four sides. يعني has walls from four sides, but the top is open. It's not covered. إحنا نسميه أحيانا فناء. We call it fina, يعني outside, and it is open from the top. That's Hujrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So if they said Hujrat Aisha fil ahadith, it means that. What is this? What's the size of it? The size of this one is basically, in modern days, in our way of calculation here in the United States, it will be about 7 feet by 5.5. 7 feet by 5.5. That's the area, the open area. Has a door? No, it doesn't. Has no door to outside. And outside there is an opening like this. And that's very high. But the opening goes straight to the masjid. From the east side of the masjid. Okay? So the Prophet ﷺ will walk straight from his Hujra to the masjid where people are sitting. What's in it? What cover it? Is it a door? لا. لم يكن للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجرته باب له رتاج. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that opening كان مغطى بمسعفة أو ملحفة. It is a thick material. A thick material that it is made of maybe wabar, يعني the hair of the camels and some and threads, and it's like just and maybe some even like the sticks from taken from the palm trees branches, just something, a thick material. It's like a thick something similar to that, like a thick kind of carpet like this. That it will be on the door. So can Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he comes to the masjid, يرفعها, he will lift it up. Then he will go inside. That's it. Sitr. What's in there? Like a curtain, like a thick curtain. What's inside this area? Nothing. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصيف ينام فيها. In the summer, he sleep there. When it's hot, he sleep outside. When he have some guests, he let them in. وفي طرفها, the opposite from the entrance to the masjid, the opposite side, so when you come you don't see it, a door that lets you go to bayt al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. والبيت هو الذي حجر وسقف. Have four sides and it has what? A cover, like a roof on the top of it. If it has a roof, that means it is a bayt. What mean min al-bayat? That's where the family sleep because it is protected for privacy. Okay? Now can you say a bayt? So what's this bayt looks like? The bottom of it made of hijara, big pieces of rocks. طيب? Why? So when the rain comes and hit the rocks, it will spot it, stop it. And the top of the rocks, like you talk about, maybe 2 feet or some 1.5, 2 feet of rocks, then on the top of that will be what? Teen, like clays, okay? And in that clay mix with some sticks, branches from the trees, you know, and the palm tree, and it go all the way up until the roof comes. What's the roof made of? The roof made of the branches of the trees, the palm trees. Branches covered completely. Why do you have the rocks on this? Because if it's the clay and the water comes, it will what? Melt. So the foundation will not be strong to carry. It has two doors, one to go to that open area and one to go to the north of the masjid to open to the other side where he can access the rest of his family. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inside this room, what's the size of it? It is much bigger than the outside, the open area. It's about, so the one, we said it's about 9 feet and 7 feet. This one, it's about 13 feet. 13 feet. 15 dhira'an. About 13 and a half feet. And the width is 7.5. So it's a little bit bigger. What's inside it? Inside it, there is an area has shelves. And in this shelves is Aisha radiallahu anha, things that where she radiallahu anha wa ardaha, you know, put her stuff. And some of her old toys. And it has Qiram. It has a small little curtain covering it. And it has also another area, a corner. And it has a bed. وَكَانَ الْأَنصَارُ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ الْأَسُرُ وَلِذَيْكَ هَذِي مِنْ عَادَةِ أَهْلِ مَكَّةِ. The people of Mecca are the one who have something called bed. In Medina, they don't know what's bed. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he built his house, أَخَذُ يَبْحَثُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَإِنْ مِنْ عِنْدُهُ. Who has a bed? Who has a bed? Who has a bed? لَيْنْ وَجَدُوا سَعْدُ بْنِ عُبَادَةَ has one. And they brought it to the Prophet ﷺ. What's the bed? Ish kan al-Nabi ﷺ's, what's the Prophet ﷺ's bed? Kan ibara an jild mahshu bil-hasir. Wal-leaf. Al-Nabi ﷺ's bed was a mattress made of the skin of animals. Okay, it could be cows, it could be whatever. And filled and basically stuffed with, you know, hays and things of that nature. Little bit thick, where he can sleep on it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what's inside this house? Wisada wahida, only one pillow. Also made of a skin of an animal and basically stuffed with hays and some loof and things of that nature. Wahid. Lama jaa ibn Abbas yanam ma'an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nama nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa zawjatuhu maymuna fi tooliha wa nam huwa fi ardiha, ibn Abbas. لأن خالته. When Ibn Abbas came to spend the night with the Prophet ﷺ, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, imagine this is the pillow. That's the pillow. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, they share the side of it, and Ibn Abbas shared the side of the pillow. That's it. وفيها a very small, little, tiny rug. تسمى خمرة. في الحديث ائتيني بالخمرة خذ الخمرة a rug. They describe this rug, تَكْفِي حَيْثُ يَضَعْ يَدُ وَوَجْهُ الشَّرِيفِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. They describe this rug as an area where the Prophet ﷺ put his hand and his feet. And يعني الأحاديث speak about خمرة. You think it's something يعني special. And that's the size of it, just a small. Like the kids, you know, carpet we have today. And فيه تنور صغير. It has an area where they can put a fire to cook in it, you know, like to cook in it, اللهم صل على محمد, bread or something of that nature, you know, to bake. The, you know, in the old days, they have like a, إيش التنور بالإنجليزي? Clay oven? Okay. Clay oven. You know? Yeah, زي الفن كذا. الفلاحين عندهم القديم زي كذا. So a small little one. But abandoned, يعني barely can use. وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في قدح. One cup. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيته إناء من فخار. One pot made of rock or clay. That's it. فقالوا لعائشة رضي الله عنها وما كان سراج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. You ask, طيب, what about the light? What kind of light did they use? فضحكت عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت لو كان عندنا زيت لأكلناه مش أضأنا به السراج. What's the light, the candle made of in that time? Oil. They put, you know, كانوا يحطون فتيل. They will put like a thread or like a wick. Yeah. You know, the same thing like made of cotton or something like that, the same thing that we do in the candle. And you put oil on it, then you light it up. Aisha, she was asked, she said, hey, if we have oil, we would eat it, not use it for light. We would use it for food. فكان بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا جاء المغرب مظلم ما في نور إلا نور وجه الشريف صلى الله عليه وسلم. There is no light in the Prophet ﷺ house. That's why you find the ahadith. تقول عائشة في الليل, I wake up and I don't know where to go. And I will look around, I touch, أتحسس. فوقعت يدي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ساجد. ما تراه من ظلمة الليل. She couldn't see. There is nothing to light up. They only use the light of the moon if there is light from the moon. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام يصلي, the area where he prays صلى الله عليه وسلم, so small, حتى كان إذا سجد ينخس قدم عائشة حتى تضم رجليها حتى يجد مكان يسجد عليه. She will basically come together and bend her legs so the Prophet have a space to make sujood. طيب إن سألت عن طول هذا البيت, how high the roof, يقول حسن البصري قد بلغت, I reached the age of puberty when he's young teenager boy, يعني full grown. يقول فكنت إذا رفعت يدي لمست سقف بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, if I put my hand up like that, I'll touch the roof of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هذا البيت بناه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في السنة الأولى من الهجرة. شوف العجب اللي سيأتيك الآن. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم built this house in the first year of هجرة. Do you remember your first apartment in Houston, Doctor? Yeah, whatever you come when you came to America, you remember where you lived the first house, especially the older among us, the first place you lived in, first year. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built that Sanat 1 Hijrah. And it's the exact same bait, the exact same house he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it. Not a single home improvement, not a single expansion. Hatta Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw Umm Salama one day, she start putting extra, you know, clay and يعني making it a little bit fancier. He قال لها يا أم سلمة إن الأمر أعجل من ذلك. يا أم سلمة, it is faster than this. هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم his life change. طيب, I understand he did this in the first year of Hijrah because there is no wealth, no money, nothing, no access. لكن هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي فتح بني النضير, هذا بني النضير كنوز من الأموال. When he conquered بني النضير, he saw the قلاع. At least, يا أخي, at least كعب بن الأشرف, حصن كعب بن الأشرف في المدينة. Until today it exists. Until today, that show you how, you know, a solid, you know, structure that was. The castle of Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf and his palace, big, huge. He didn't say, you know what, to anyone of al-Ansar, let me have your house or let me take another house or to move out. No. To make an improvement, no. He lived like that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in these houses while his heart attached to the Akhirah. لما دخل الجنة في المنام, in his dream, he entered الجنة with Jibreel and Mikael. فضرب الأرض كذا, تعجب من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, تعجب من الأرض. He looked at the ground and he was amazed by how it looks like. فضربها بيده. He hit it. And all of a sudden, the dust was not a dust, was a musk. غبارها وتربتها المسك. And it looks like pearls. So when he hit it, it is like a musk came out. There is no dust. يعني دكتور أكرم مشتهى, no need for him in Jannah. Allergy doctors. Okay? So, you know, there is no dust. So النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, ما هذا يا جبريل? What's this? قال, هذه تربتها الزعفران والمسك. The زعفران and the musk is the sand and the gravel. And the gravel of it is the pearls. قال, لمن هذه يا جبريل? Who will occupy this place? قال, هذه للشهداء من أمتك. This is for the شهداء. قال, فرفع لي غمامة في السماء كبيرة. I saw a big cloud way up there. فقيل له, هذا بيتك يا محمد. That's your place. That's your home. فقلت لجبريل, ألا أدخله? فقال له ميكائيل وجبريل بصوت واحد. Both reply immediately. قال, دون ذلك حياتك في الدنيا. They both reply immediately, said, Ya Rasulullah, you enter it when you die. You can't enter it right now. When you die, you enter it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هذا القلب عاش, he lived over there. Attached there. طيب, what I want to comment on it. Am I asking you to go back and to give up your 500,000 house and to give up your home? لا. No. ليش؟ لأن أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما فهموا من حياة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه أنهم يجب عليهم أن يكونوا هكذا. شوف, انتبه. الصحابة رضي الله عنهم, and the one who understood Islam the most, did not understand from this lifestyle of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that they have to make the same lifestyle. That's why عثمان, عمر رضي الله عنه, one house, his house, هذا اللي يسمونه دار القضاء, was as big as Aisha's house and maybe multiple ones. And Uthman has considered a palace comparing to what the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Bil Jannah, the top of the companions, all of them, their homes bigger. Much, much bigger. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لَهُ حَال غير حال الأمة. اختار له حال صلى الله عليه وسلم ربي غير حال الأمة. كالوصال في الصوم. طيب, what's the point that I'm trying to make? Why are we saying this? Why this was reported? To understand that هذا النبي كان لا مطمع له في الدنيا أبدا. Has no greed or hope in anything to be rewarded for it in this dunya. He wants his reward completely in the آخرة. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Two, it gives us an inspiration. So you know what? If you feel that you couldn't make any improvement or you missed something or you don't have much of the dunya, أخي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خير منك million times and he did not have what you are crying over, not even 1% of what you're crying over. فيكون لك السلوة صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, if he was a rich, the poor will not relate to him. But because of his lifestyle, the rich and the poor relate to him صلى الله عليه وسلم. And if he was rich, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لربما أشغلته الدنيا عن الدعوة. If he was rich, he will be busy with his business and money. في مثل يقال كنت أسمع من الشيبان والناس الكبار في السن يقولون لو إبليس اتجر التها. يعني the best thing could have been to Iblis to have a business. You will be guided. If the shaitan have a business, we will be all guided. You know why? Because he will busy with his business and leave us alone. When you have a business, you're completely occupied. It take you all your time. So anyway, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم doesn't Allah want him for that. أيضا حتى لا يقول قائل أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أراد من الدنيا شيئا وأجرا أو كان يتكسب من دعوته صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's so clear that his da'wah is not ما أسألكم عليه أجرا. There is no reward for it. He didn't make money from his da'wah. He carried the deen, not the deen carrying him. صلى الله عليه وسلم. And many other reasons العلماء said why the Prophet lifestyle was like that. But هذا يدل على صدقه صلى الله عليه وسلم, how truthful he is, how committed he is صلى الله عليه وسلم. So I hope that with all the luxury that we have, with all the blessing that we have, let's show a little bit more commitment to the deen, more commitment and appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing upon us, more commitment to the ibadah, this convenience that we have. It should inspire us to do and to be committed to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be more grateful to Him. I don't want to make it too long, but yani it is something to make you a little bit imagine and to compare how the Prophet ﷺ lived his life and what kind of lifestyle he has sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and how much patience his wives and his family member had to accept and to live this kind of life with him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Bi abi wa ummi huwa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.